the overflow room at Pete's Place Bar and Lounge next to the hearing room was itself overflowing into the lobby of the Hurley Inn an hour before things got underway at 10 this morning. In the hearing room itself, more than 250 people sat and stood in a place where 200 would be an elbow-to-elbow crowd. This is the first and last chance for people near the proposed Pinoki Range iron ore mine to speak about the bill, which would speed up the mining regulation process. Speakers on both sides are urging and giving respect, making sure to excuse themselves when they step on each other's toes in this crowded room, reminding each other that once this committee is gone, they still have to live with each other. Arguments center on the need for jobs in an area where unemployment approaches 10%, but every speaker also wants the environment protected. They say the quality of life shouldn't suffer if a mine would pollute inland rivers and lakes and the Lake Superior watershed. Pro-mining forces from Iron and Ashland counties like the idea of speeding up the permitting process, but so far all of the business groups here object to the state taking half of the iron ore production tax money. Current law requires all that money go to local communities to pay for wear and tear on local roads and utilities. As one speaker said, quote, "Why should you guys skim off the top?" Republican legislators on this committee say they want to pass this bill next week, which means amendments have to be proposed by this Friday or brought up on the assembly floor. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Hurley.